Advocacy group Warrior Women for Justice convened the vigil Friday morning with a smudging ceremony on the Yellowstone County Courthouse lawn. Nikki Wege with Warrior Women for Justice is of Salka and Umaha and says this gathering is an opportunity for community members to honor their loved ones in solidarity.
To not only remember the stolen, but to bring awareness, seek advocacy, seek justice and accountability, and to speak for those who have been silenced.
According to a 2020 report from the Montana Department of Justice, Indigenous people make up less than a tenth of the state's population, but roughly 25% of all missing persons.
Today, it does not matter if you call upon the Lord to hear your prayers or if you turn to all four directions while burning sacred herbs to lift your pleas. What matters today is standing together as one to roll away the stone that's blocking the government and the media and our own families and communities from acting. We stand together to give life to hope.
After speeches and reading a list of the missing and murdered, attendees share a meal, stories, and healing crafts like painting and weaving. Wege says Warrior Women for Justice will roll out a series of recordings from the event to highlight some of those stories. For National Native News, I'm Kayla DeRoche.